Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And that downsizer market is active, and it's one of the demographic trends that we're watching with a view to what property you should be building or developing, and then what property is likely to outperform.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tarun Shum, and in this episode, we continue the conversation with successful property investor and buyer's agent, Andrew Allen. We find out about the criteria he looks for when purchasing properties using the buy and hold strategy, the station he grew up on that his family sold for $13.6 million, how to consistently build your portfolio, and much, much more. For Allen, there were various light bulb moments on his property journey where he felt as though all his hard work had paid off.
I think getting the first rental statements always from your property manager is always a nice moment, and I remember how good that felt still, in terms of, well, you're getting paid rent and you're not doing anything for that. That was a fantastic moment. And also just being old enough to see property appreciate through different cycles, and being old enough to remember higher interest rates and property not going anywhere, and just seeing what happens over the fullness of time. The station I grew up on recently, we actually sold it for a reasonable amount of money in the 1980s, but just recently that transacted for $13.6 million and had a really solid growth per acre in terms of property values. And that market is a classic market where the real money perhaps is not made in appreciation, though that's fantastic. It's made by buying well. And usually that's a case of you're buying when other people are having to sell, because there are really long periods of not much happening or property going backwards, and then you get all of the appreciation at once. And for me, that's really been the aha moment that buying good quality property and holding for a long term, or holding for a very long term, works well in Australia.
In terms of the station Allen grew up in, which recently sold, it makes use of various income sources, and although income for the station is not a problem, there are also other issues which can be.
It's grazing and just using the land for various purposes. Dirranbandi is near, you might have seen it on the news, it's a large cotton farm called Cubby Station, and that's a political football. But basically, there's lots of ways to use the land. And my last visit out there was interesting to see how many different ways the graziers are using it. And we're talking about just different types of crops and livestock, through to even things like ecotourism, people going out for camping or hunting. And there's just a lot more flexibility and entrepreneurship around getting an income from the land, because you've just got oceans of, well, massive amounts of land. And when one commodity such as wool is doing fantastic, then it's great. But you have droughts to prepare for, and just having that diversity in income sources seems to be very important these days. Income's not a problem. The problems are debt. Same with standard residential investing, being able to handle debt. If you've got too much of that, and that will end up finishing you off, because eventually something's going to go bad with the weather, and it hasn't rained out there for a long time. The income's usually not a problem. When the wool boom was going gangbusters after the Second World War, the joke was that there were so many Mercedes and BMWs driving on the outback roads that had never seen any dust before, that the farmers were doing very well. That commodities go up and down in price, and if you're just exposed to one, then it's an issue. But the people that tend to do well, they either own outright or just have very manageable debt, and they're in a position to be able to to buy from people who aren't as fortunate when times are bad.
And that seems to happen, I guess, as part of any market, or probably part of the market, because I guess there are people who are distressed and people who can come in with at the right timing can actually pick them up for a good price as well too.
Absolutely. And Brisbane has had some reasonably good distress buying in apartments over the last probably year and a half. And the Gold Coast is a classic market for that as well. For those who've got the patience to collect a distressed apartment, the buying is always good.
For Alan's next purchase, he's looking to buy a good-sized block of land and build a house on it in order to be part of a unique market. He also tells us about the preferences of people with a certain level of purchasing power when it comes to buying properties for rental income.
We'd like to upsize our house. We're part of the market that have children that are getting older, and that market is quite a healthy one in Brisbane. And people such as myself, we're looking for things like good school catchments. And if you've got a house in a good school catchment in Brisbane compared to being the street over, that premium can be worth, let's say, $50,000 for a good school catchment. It's quite significant. So that's going to be our next purchase. And in terms of what we target for our buyer's agent clients, we have two main groups we service. One are the homeowners, and there's a lot of people from Sydney and Melbourne who are looking to relocate to Brisbane. And that's quite normal after Sydney and Melbourne have had strong price growth, because they look at what they can get for $1 million, and there might not be much in Sydney, but it's still quite a lot. Well, it's really quite a lot in Brisbane. So if they have a job, they'll look to relocate, and we buy properties often in the 1 to 1.5 million price range for homeowners. And that's a good quality blue chip suburb in Brisbane, good school catchment, so that they might well send their children to private school, but good school catchment, and not really focused on yield, but the yields can be quite low. And that's one segment. The other main segment we service with the buyer's agency are the buy and hold, which is really our specialty. And we'll do small improvements, cosmetic improvements, but not usually full renovations. And that market is very active, under 500,000. And the reason for that is, I think it's mainly affordability, but also people who have 1 to 1.5 million buying power, they might prefer to buy two or three houses in Brisbane around that 450 to 550 price point, rather than just invest in one property. And we're doing quite a bit of buying at that under 500 price point. Let's say the sweet spot's around sort of 430 to 450. And also we do quite a bit of buying closer into the CBD at a price point which is closer to 600,000. That can get you a good quality house, 9 to 12K from the Brisbane CBD on a 600 square meter plus block of land with high land value at a reasonable yield also.
When it comes to purchasing two or three similar rental properties or purchasing one large rental property, Alan elaborates on these two options and how they compare.
Generally, I'd say that all of these properties are floating on the same market, which is the Brisbane residential market. And the property that you buy for 500 is definitely different to the property you buy for 800, which might be the 800 to 850 plus property will be 5K from the CBD. And the property that we're buying for 450,000, that might be 25K from the CBD. And the reason it's that far is we're talking house with a really significant land component as a percentage of the total price. And generally, you do tend to get more diversity in terms of having two rental incomes coming in instead of one. That's really only if vacancy is a significant risk, which it basically isn't for property that's in a good location and priced correctly in Brisbane. So for those investors who want to be closer to the CBD and they want to, let's say, invest 900,000 or a million in one property, then that's absolutely fine. And those buyers have the preference for close to the CBD, and they don't mind the lower yield and the one rent. And I think that approach is absolutely fine. It's personally what I'd choose over the two properties that are the lower price. But I also think it's a personal preference in terms of it's not clear necessarily what profile would do better there, the one house for 900 or the two for 450, because we can buy both of them well.
Alan goes on to tell us what kind of criteria he's looking at for his clients in properties when it comes to utilizing the buy and hold strategy.
Some of the common criteria, what we're looking for in all of these properties, Tyrone, are excellent locations. So good quality locations within Brisbane, but also within the suburb, because we have the belief that every property deal is very specific in terms of the numbers and whether it's a good idea or not. And that's more important usually than suburb A is better than suburb B, if both suburbs are of a similar nature and in terms of distance from the CBD. But what we're looking for, we primarily buying houses, and no reason for that apart from the apartment market has had almost zero demand from investors for the previous 3 years. However, the value in that market is returning to what we think is quite interesting. Talking about housing, what we focus on are good blocks of land. So usually it's above 600 square meters and good location if in the suburbs, so close to key infrastructure, usually train station, good walkability, and not on a busy road or compromised location. So good neighbours, significant housing around you, which means a lot of own occupiers who are spending money on their lawns and houses. And good school catchments are also very important. And a house that's low maintenance or prospects of low maintenance and flexible in housing style with a view that you want the house to be appropriate for the area. So in some areas that will be character housing, and in other areas it might be brick and tile. And the house purchase at an acceptable yield, which is basically for housing under 500,000 in Brisbane, that's sort of 5 to 5.5% yield these days. And for housing that's sort of 600 to 650,000, the yields would be about 4.5% in Brisbane. So it's definitely respectable for anyone from Sydney or Melbourne. But not positive cash flow at high gearing levels. And one of the key components we focus on is the land ratio. So we're looking for a high percentage of the total price to be the land value, the underlying block of land. And that is what is delivering your appreciation longer term. And that's the short summary. So well-located property purchased with a solid house at an acceptable price. And the focus very much is on capital growth and giving yourself that chance to outperform with capital growth. And to give you just some like a real world data point around that land appreciates example, the property I mentioned before that I purchased in 2007 for $280,000, the land value when I purchased that would have been approximately $150,000 or $160,000, and the house would have been $120,000 of the total price. So fast forward through to 2019 and the end value is $480,000 and the house would approximately again be about $120,000 and the rest would be land value. So the land's gone from $150,000, $160,000 up to, well, as much as $400,000.
So land value is really, really important then. That's the key aspect that you want to be looking for, especially, as you said, buying the right location or good location and having those surrounding factors as well too.
100%. And land value is very important with a view that you need a holding income as well, so you don't just go and buy blocks of land because you don't have any income. So you want a house that's low maintenance and generating an acceptable yield. So it is a compromise.
He gives us some advice on how you can consistently buy properties and build your portfolio.
Most of our clients are... Well, there's a mix in terms of we have some people who have very large portfolios, but usually they're interstate. So those people almost always are focused on the growth. So we're just not looking on maximizing the yield. And I agree that the prospects for growth are the most important. And that's what's helping people leverage into more property and build a portfolio is that capital growth. Having the extra $20 a week rental income usually doesn't make as much sense. And this strategy it has an optimistic view of the future in terms of if we don't have any capital growth, then absolutely it doesn't make sense to do this. There are better ideas. And the yields are quite healthy in Brisbane, and most of our clients with a reasonable deposit, which might be sort of 15, 20%, report neutral or positive gearing with the lower price point properties. But it's definitely negative gearing, and the best description of negative gearing I've ever heard is, it's not something you seek out, but it's something you tolerate. And I think that's an excellent way to view it. It's not a strategy in itself. It's an outcome. It's something that you tolerate because that's the price you're paying to get high quality property. And when you're starting out for your first or second property, I think that approach in terms of building a portfolio is definitely the best approach, in terms of you take the hit on the cash flow with a view that you're positioning yourself to capture that growth when it comes. And what we find is when we get more experienced investors who've basically hit land tax thresholds for Queensland, which might be as many as little as one property, or often it's three or four properties, they're looking at development deals. So they'll be doing basic subdivision, splitters, townhouse developments, or that's when you can look to deals that would look to maximize the yield, like a second income on a property.
That's what I was thinking as well, because in order to really add capital value, like manufacture the equity, you'd probably have to be looking at developments some sort, you know, whether it be a renovation or adding an extra room somewhere and just adding value to those properties in order to sort of manufacture the equity. Otherwise, sitting and holding, sometimes you'd be waiting 10, 20 years. And not saying that strategy isn't working, but it is a very, very long-term view. And it's great that you mentioned that.
Absolutely, Tyrone. And what I point out again is, it's what we're describing as a buy and hold strategy is really like a core strategy of a portfolio, in terms of if you're doing that as an only strategy, again, that's fine. But if you want to get somewhere faster or get superior results, then value adding is always a good idea at any point. And that can be done through renovations and development. We also offer joint venture deals for people who've basically got the capacity and don't just want to add more buy and hold properties. But for anybody who doesn't have any exposure to property in Australia, then the buy and hold is like it's an excellent place to start while you're working out what you do in the future.
Coming up after the break, we delve into Andrew Allen's reason for investing in property.
Well, flexibility is of being able to manage, invest your time how you wish, is a great side effect of having shares and residential property and commercial property.
Personal habits that have contributed to his success.
And that magic, it's almost magic in actually acting and doing things, taking targeted feedback, refining and going again.
What he's looking forward to on his property journey in the next 5 years.
I think we're about to have an awesome decade. I have this belief that the roaring 20s are here again.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Alan informs us of the reason behind why he invests in property and built up his portfolio and started a buyer's agency.
Well, flexibility is of being able to manage, invest your time how you wish, is a great side effect of having shares and residential property and commercial property. And with property investment, I've never been a sales agent, never been on the sales side. I started the buyer's agency in 2009 because I was a property investor and thought like one. So that was the reason I started offering to help other investors, because that's basically how I identified as well.
Alan has accumulated knowledge on property and investing through various avenues.
I got a great amount of wisdom out of forums called the Summersoft forums back when they were online, and that was in the 1990s. And that was a collection of property investors sharing their wisdom at that time, and now the choice as well. They're even better with podcasts and forums and online resources. The information has never been better, and that's only going to continue, I think. And the Summersoft forums were an inspiration, and also that would be the book I would recommend to anybody to read. My favorite book, the one I've given away the most, is Building Wealth Story by Story by Jan Summers. And that's quite well known. It's an older one of Jan's books, but basically it's a mindset book around the wisdom of accumulating property.
When asked about what was the best advice he has ever received, Alan's answer is short and succinct.
buy high quality and hold.
He then shares some personal habits that have contributed to his success.
I think there's wisdom in taking action. And that's something that I notice sometimes with what separates what I see as what I think are successful investors from ones who aren't. There are people who basically just accumulate knowledge and keep on accumulating it and don't end up doing anything. And that magic, almost, it's almost magic in actually acting and doing things, taking targeted feedback, refining and going again is something that I'm working on. But it's when I've done that, and usually a good sign is when you're feeling uncomfortable. If you're feeling uncomfortable at something and you can push through it, you think it's the right direction to take, and you're taking targeted action, then just acting is something that works very well.
If Alan could have met himself 10 years ago, he would have said to him to enjoy life more.
Be in the moment more, especially with young children, because they grow up very quickly, and relax and try to enjoy your life, because business and investing, they're just a game in the end, and not a means to it. Not serving themselves, they're there to serve yourself and your lifestyle. So relax, enjoy the moment.
For Alan, what he is most excited about in the next 5 years are the advancements in technology and purchasing properties in growing cities.
I think we're about to have an awesome decade. I have this belief that the roaring 20s are here again, and we're only a few months away now. But I think that just amazing things are happening with technology, and Australia is very well positioned to take advantage of those. And what we're doing with residential property, I think that won't change. I don't think it's getting disrupted in terms of land. It's still going to remain relevant. And I think that there's going to be a continued trend of cities getting larger and mega cities developing. So buying well-placed properties in capital cities in Australia will just continue to be a valid idea.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting. There's so many interesting factors showing, you know, especially the way that the market's changing as well, and people's living lifestyles are changing. You know, I've been hearing more and more people wanting to move into apartments because people are getting busier, so they just don't have time to manage a house.
Absolutely. That's one of the trends, Tyrone. In America, you can see it happening at the moment. In Australia also, in America, there's something like 10,000 baby boomers a day retiring. And there's some real trends of what they're selling and what they're buying. And that downsizer market is active, and it's one of the demographic trends that we're watching with a view to like what property you should be building or developing, and then what property is likely to outperform. That's one of the wants from the downsizers, is they don't want as much maintenance as they would have had with the house. So they might want a small courtyard, but definitely less maintenance and good size living areas as well. So close to good location, as you mentioned. So you want to be close to the good shopping centers and restaurants and lifestyle, but you also want to have enough space there that kids and the grandkids can stay when they visit.
How much of your success is due to your skill, intelligence and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
A lot of what we do is luck, and probably, to be honest, I think a lot of that luck is just because we're Australian and we live in this amazing country, and we really are a lucky country. And if you've traveled around the world, you can verify that in terms of we're really a rich, politically stable, entirely honestly, we really are a rich, politically stable Western country with a growing population, both a growing population base and increasing in wealth. So I think a lot of the luck is just acknowledging that we're born in a very fortunate country, and you can obviously help that with intelligent action and skill. But yes, I'm happy to attribute a lot of what I've achieved to luck.
If you'd like to contact Alan, here are some avenues with which to do so.
The best way to stay in touch would be to visit the website or to contact me. We have a market update newsletter which goes out regularly, which is the latest on the ground intel about Brisbane. And the website is Alan Real Estate. That's Allen realestate.com.au. And my email is just andrew@allenrealestate.com.au. And your readers are welcome to contact me for like just an obligation-free portfolio review, market update, chat about anything they like. And I encourage them to do so.
Thank you to Andrew Allen, our guest on this episode of Property Invest Story. If you want to hear his full story, simply visit propertyinveststory.com.au.